All right, so I've logged into my account at domainabby.com. What we need to do is take the domain businessgrowthcontent.com, and we are going to add hosting to that first. So I'll go over here to my account and domains. I'm going to sort this so it's alphabetical because I've got a lot of domains in here. This will be the easiest way for me to find businessgrowthcontent.com, and I'm going to click launch. This will show you a whole bunch of technical stuff. Remember that DNS stuff? There's a lot of that in here, the domains, the servers that control your website. Okay, this is what we want to try to avoid. That's why we try to use the same company to do the registrations and the hosting and everything, because then usually it's all automated. Okay, so let's go back. Domains, sort that. And right here where it says businessgrowthcontent.com. Now, if you do all of this at the same time, if you register your domain and take it from the beginning, then you'll have an opportunity to set up, you know, just like we did that shopping cart stuff where you can set up the hosting and all that at the same time. And then it'll be pretty seamless for you. But if you've already got, you know, let's say in this example, I've just got the domain name registered. I'm going to go over here to Associated Products, click Add. All right, so here we're going to pick the domain that we'd like to activate. In my case, businessgrowthcontent.com. And like I said, if you do all this and when you register the domain, it's all pretty seamless. We're going to go with the economy hosting. And the SSL certificate, just, you know, so you have the information. This has to do with if you're going to be processing credit cards online, you need to have an SSL certificate. Not going to worry about that right now. All right, so this gives me my shopping cart, which has the starter managed WordPress hosting. And we're going to go with 12 months and proceed to checkout. Here you enter your payment information, and I will agree to the terms and place the order. Okay, let's go over here to my account. All right, now we're going to go down here to managed WordPress. And you can see we've got a new account here expiring 1 year from today. Let's go ahead and launch this. Now, if you had an existing WordPress website and you were wanting to switch over to use domainabby.com, and maybe, you know, for whatever reasons, because it's easier and cheaper, you do have the ability to migrate an existing site to your new site that you're setting up right now. And if you do this, take this route, they'll give you a little piece of software to put on your website, and it'll actually bring everything over. It's pretty cool and is a lot easier to do. But we're going to do a lot easier to do than it used to be, the manual way. What we're going to do is do a new WordPress site, though. So we'll click this option, and then from the drop-down, all of your domains are going to show up. So we just want to pick the website that we're working on right now, businessgrowthcontent.com. And then here, very, very important, you're going to be creating, because when you set up a WordPress site, you have to have an administrator, someone, or an account that is used to do all of the things on the WordPress site that need to be done from a management standpoint, creating things and changing the way things operate. So we're going to create a username. I'm just going to do, this is something that I'll be changing later on anyways. So I'm going to do Jeremy, and I'm going to put in an email address. And then I'm going to create a password. Now we'll click Finish. So what it's doing now is it's going out and it's creating the links that need to be done. It's creating the SQL servers and it's installing software to get our platform set up on our server. Okay, and then it's going to go ahead and create the user account that we put in. And when all is said and done, here's the DNS stuff. Remember all that we were talking about? Where it's pointing all the stuff to the right place. This is all being fully automated. And incidentally, this is the best way to go about doing this. All right, so it says our account is ready. Let's do a test here. Here is the website, and nothing has changed because we loaded this page prior to installing WordPress. So let's do a little refresh here. Oh, look at that. Now we have something. Now we have a WordPress site actually set up and we're logged into it. Okay, so that takes care of linking our new domain name to a hosting account and getting WordPress set up on it. Now, for the benefit of those that are not using Domain Abbey, or you've already got a hosting company and you're just gonna set things up on your own manually, the next series of videos are gonna pertain to a manual installation of WordPress. So if you're using Domain Abbey and you've been able to follow along with me to get to this point, you can skip the videos entitled Manual Installation. Those videos are going to be very technical and they're going to be specifically catered toward doing a manual installation on whatever hosting provider you're using.